From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting more aftershocks from Britain's decision to leave the European Union. Founding member states of the European Union are pressing for Britain to leave quickly. This week, we'll see much shuttle diplomacy as officials work to contain the Brexit fallout. On Tuesday, Prime Minister David Cameron travels to Brussels, where the EU's other 27 member states will for the first time meet without Britain. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, already in Europe, added previously unannounced stops in London and Brussels to his trips at the last minute.
One country has made a decision. Obviously, it is a decision that the United States had hoped would go the other way, but it didn't. And so we begin with a fundamental respect for voters.
Kerry plans to meet with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond and other officials as part of a process of maintaining ties with Britain when it is less engaged with Europe. A senior Iraqi official says his government's forces have taken the city of Fallujah from Islamic State fighters following a month-long military offensive. Lieutenant General Abdul Wahab al-Sa'adi says Iraqi forces have taken control of the Julan neighborhood, the last area of the city held by IS. Destruction in the city is said to be extensive. Tens of thousands of people need aid. Iraqi forces are now expected to focus on retaking the city of Mosul. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say security forces have killed more than 135 Islamic State militants, including top commanders. They say many more have been wounded. Regional officials say the fighting in Nangarhar province's Khat district subsided on Sunday. This is VOA News. Two new U.S. political surveys Sunday showed Democrat Hillary Clinton with a growing lead in the U.S. presidential race. A Washington Post ABC News poll said support for Republican challenger Donald Trump has plunged in recent weeks, giving Clinton a 51-39% edge nationwide among registered voters. Just a month ago, a poll by the same organizations had Trump ahead by the ahead of the former U.S. Secretary of State, 46-44. An opinion poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC News shows Clinton with a 46-41 edge, a 2-point gain over the last month. The U.S. Supreme Court is poised to issue an important decision Monday on abortion. At issue is whether state laws mandating increased medical protections for abortion patients actually pose an undue burden on abortion providers, unconstitutionally hindering women's ability to get abortions. The court will rule on a Texas law requiring abortion providers to have patient admitting privileges at hospitals near their facilities and to be equipped with costly health care equipment. Authorities in Somalia say a siege at a Mogadishu hotel has ended. A government minister says at least 20 people were killed in the attack. The militant group Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility, saying the hotel is frequented by what it calls apostate government members. Somalia's foreign minister says among the dead is the country's environment minister. Spaniards are voting in a repeat election Sunday, attempting to break a political deadlock that has left the country without a government since December. Parliamentary elections at that time gave no party enough support to form a government on its own. Political leaders have tried unsuccessfully since then to form a ruling coalition. Recent opinion polls indicate the election may have a similar outcome to the last one. Panama officially opened an addition to its canal on Sunday for a new generation of super cargo ships. The opening caps a 9-year, $5.4 billion expansion project that will double shipping capacity. Syria's main opposition alliance is expressing concern over Iran's campaign of recruiting and training thousands of Afghans to fight in Syria. Officials in Afghanistan confirmed Sunday they have received a letter expressing the concern. A government official says the letter urges President Ashraf Ghani to take urgent steps to stop religiously motivated exploitation of Afghans and to discourage them from becoming part of the Syrian conflict. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.